Hey everyone, welcome to the Horror PSA presented by Scary Nerd, and as always, we are your hosts. I'm Paul.
I'm Saul.
And I'm Angie.
The following is a public service announcement.
When a group of friends discover how to conjure spirits using an embalmed hand, they become hooked on the new thrill until one of them goes too far and unleashes terrifying supernatural forces. That's right. We watched the 2022 or possibly 2023 Talk to Me.
Depends on what IMDb says.
Yeah. Internationally, 2022 in America was 23, so we're going to say 23 because obviously nothing happens until it happens here.
Yes.
Boo. Yes. Bunch of Yanks.
Yep.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone.
Happy St. Patrick's Day today.
We're wearing our green. At least some of us are.
No, I'm not. I'm wearing a Powerline shirt.
It's not St. Patrick's Day yet for me. Gonna record a podcast and we'll see where we go from there. this movie was different. I liked a lot of the originality. I think the ending for me, I loved the way that, because that was the only way you could end it without it being hokey.
I think for me, from now on, anything I see, anything coming out of A24 is getting my hopes up. It's like, okay, they've been putting out some good stuff. Because what, they did X, they did Pearl, they've done quite a few movies, so this is, to me, is just on the long list of movies that did not disappoint.
We can talk about Pearl some other time, but I don't think Pearl was that great.
But still from A24, though.
It's not bad, but yeah. I'm saying, yeah.
Because what was it in the 2000s and 90s? Wasn't it like Blumhouse or one of those that every time they put out like a horror movie, you knew it was going to be good? Or you knew?
No, I've never seen like, oh, wow, Blumhouse is going to be good. No.
But to me,
A24
now is setting that standard. If you see it, anything attached to it, to me, in my eyes, it's going to be good.
I'm going to say this movie was the first movie where I'm like, am I just a fucking crotchety old lady? Because I'm like, these kids are fucking stupid. It hurt me.
Well,
it
kids
hurt
are
me
stupid
so
regardless.
Bad. No, and I'm fully there, fully understand that kids are dumb, but I'm like, y'all are just getting possessed at a
these
party.
No. These were straight up Australian Tide Pod kids. This is all
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, yep. For
it's
sure.
Literally like.
For sure. I was like, no, y'all are what? You see the ghost and you're like, yep, get inside my body. No, you fucking moron.
Yeah. The second time that Riley does, or not Riley, the second time Mia does it, and they're like, you have to say, let me in. When she gets like that fat drowning lady ghost, I'm like,
no.
Can I get another one?
I don't like this
do over. Can I
right,
get someone
where's
cleaner?
Where's the swipe right, swipe left?
Like, I don't like this ghost.
You just pull the hand away, like hook up again. No, yeah. I saw that one. I was like, no, I don't want any of that near or in.
I was like,
I want
like,
a do-over. I don't like mine.
See, and I grew up in the age of Ouija boards, right? And there were full-on people who were like, I wouldn't even be in the same room as a Ouija board. When I'm like, okay, but now kids are just like, possess me, bitch.
Well, not just that, though, but to me, the hard sell would be, okay, you have an embalmed hand.
See, I'm not even like. See, I would just be like, I want to inspect it. I'd be the weird kid, be like, I need the spreadsheet. I want the transaction of how you got it.
No, I'm with Haley. I'm like, I would have smoked through that thing so many times. Like when she's holding up the joint or whatever between the hand, like smoking through it. I'm like, you have to.
Oh,
smoke
when
through
she's
the
doing
hand.
The V fingers and
yes,
yeah,
like you have
I'm
to
like,
smoke
yeah.
through the hand. You have to
sure.
perform cunnilingus with the fingers on the hand. Like, yep. You just have to, like that. I love that they were just, they were stupid teens. Like,
they were
just
very
stupid
much so.
Teens.
Yeah, yeah they
okay.
were partying like stupid
okay.
teens.
I'm going to ask you, Saul, what's your opinion? Because I took it as Haley and Joss were brother or siblings, at least. Angie didn't think so.
I don't know.
Because I totally got, he's that older brother who's kind of like, I'm a little bit older, but I still hang out with younger kids, but I'm cool because I'm an older dude brother kind of thing.
And I took it more.
I could see that, but to me, I just thought of it as, okay, the older guy, the Joss one.
Yeah.
That he's just the dumb kid who doesn't have any other friends.
Well, I didn't think that he was in high school with
them.
Well,
see, I just figured he graduated last year, but was still friends with Haley. Like,
see,
that's,
something like that.
Yeah,
see,
that's the vibe
that
I got.
I took it, like, I got, he, because definitely the dynamic kind of felt like siblings to me. Their dynamic, when they're joking around with each other and kind of like, well, shut the fuck up then. Like, just kind of their retorts with each other. Like, I felt like siblings. And I've definitely known, like, people that had that older brother that lived in the back room or the back room that they built in the backyard for the older loser brother, where he's got his iguana tank and he grows weed.
Oh yeah,
that brother.
Why
yeah,
do
that's,
they always have an iguana?
That's
tank?
The brother I'm talking about. Like, and I that, and I literally knew someone's older
snake,
brother like
some sort
that.
Of reptile.
Yeah, some sort of a reptile.
His name rhymes with Harvey, or it was Harvey. I don't know.
Or there was a Brian at least in there too.
They have some sort of a reptile for a pet.
Yeah, he tried to, I may have told this story, but he tried to dare somebody to eat the iguana's tail because like a big chunk of it fell off.
What?
Oh. Like it was like a 6-inch long section of the tail that just fell off. And he was trying to dare some dude to eat
they
it
just,
one day.
That just happens with iguanas?
I don't know. He was like, I don't know what happened. The tail fell off. I'm like, that. I mean, I'm not like a reptile expert, but like, I don't think shit should just fall off. Like, I know, like, I know you shed skin and all that and like.
Yeah,
they can regrow the tail. They're likely supposed to fall off, you know. All right, well let's talk about the movie, man. Let's
Boy,
just get into
duck it.
Wait, I do have to ask something before we go any further. I don't know if you guys noticed this, but Australia's door handles are way higher than ours.
I didn't look at them. I guess I didn't
like
notice.
Next time that was the first thing that stood out to me.
Fucking makes sense because then you wouldn't have 2-year-olds opening fucking doors all day.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Because that was a rough life when your kid learns to open a door.
I didn't notice the door handles, and I've actually been to Australia.
Like all the door handles in the movie were a lot higher than what we are. So if you look at the door handles that we have here, like if you flip
they
them,
they were higher.
Yeah, they were higher.
Yeah. Huh. Oh, okay. Interesting.
They looked a lot higher. I'm like, what the hell? That's just me being me. Just
this,
not notice
it
that.
Makes sense.
That's not handicap accessible, though.
That's true.
But then again,
okay,
there
I'll
are a bunch
that.
Of things in Australia that can kill you. So maybe they put them up higher so the kangaroos can't get them.
If snakes learn to open doors, maybe that's why they had to get further.
Okay.
Off the
it
ground.
Doesn't matter how high you put the fucking doorknob. If a snake, like a fucking boa constrictor, a python, a fucking one of those, like in Australia, the ones that will go and fucking grab a crocodile and take that and eat that, like those ones. Those ones are going to get in your house if they fucking want to.
Australia, we really want to know how you be living out
Doorknob
there.
Doorknob or not, man. Because
I don't think I could fuck with that. I don't think I could. I'd see one giant ass snake and be like, nope.
I think there'd be a lot of things in Australia that I'd see. I'd be like, I'd be noping the hell out
There's,
of there.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd probably have to fight a kangaroo at least once. Like, it would happen. Like, it would look at me wrong or...
And see, I would have the luck where a kangaroo would just try to fight me. And I would just be like, no, leave me alone. I don't want to fight. And the kangaroo
and
would
like,
just be mad at me for no reason.
I wouldn't want to fight the kangaroo, but it's like... I would get there, and then it's like prison rules. Like, you just got to take out fucking one crazy dude.
He's
going to
square you up and size you up.
In Australia? Hell yeah. It's fucking prison rules. I'm not going to make a prison island joke about Australia. But let's talk about the fucking movie.
Boy, where's Duckett?
No, I love that in the party sequence, like, he asked, like, you know, a handful of different people, and some people were like, oh, I don't know. And other people were like, who the fuck's Duckett? I don't know, Duckett.
I see that right away.
That's
I was
a
like,
party,
oh,
man.
These teenagers. Like,
the thing that cracked me up about that party scene is, they're having a full-on whatever giant party they're having. And when he goes into the kitchen, you see the mom cooking.
Yeah, she's like cutting
thing.
Shit. I'm like, what is she doing?
She had like a plate of fucking with like lemon wedges. And I'm like, what are you fucking bartending?
She's just there. She's like, I'm going to make these kids snacks. Yeah. They're hungry.
Okay, but no, but okay. Here's what you guys don't realize. Though. Like, in Australia, it's totally fucking different. Like, you could have a party like that on a Wednesday night in a neighborhood, and everybody's totally fine with it.
That is wild.
And, like, because everybody knows that, like, no one's going to get crazy. Like, no one's going to get crazy. I mean, obviously, you know, in the movie, it's a little different. But
in America, we get crazy. Our goal is to get fucked up when we're getting fucked up.
And then get the cops called and be like, sir, you're making
like
St.
Patrick's Day.
Yeah,
like
there will be many a cop called tonight on St. Patrick's
Day. Even
though
it's a Sunday,
even though it's
DUI
a Sunday.
Checkpoints, people throwing up green beer everywhere. What is okay? America is we use the excuse of being a melting pot to just get drunk for different reasons. Throughout
is that our excuse? I thought it was. Just
I think
America.
It's
well, I just thought
America.
That was the
no.
Excuse.
Okay, but think about this: like we celebrate St. Patrick's Day, and like I don't remember like. Saul, you'll probably remember like the St. Patrick's Day commercials that come on the radio. Be like, come on down to McGinty O'Sullivan's to drink tonight with green beer.
Yeah.
Do they have those in Iowa?
That. Yeah.
So I'm like, no other fucking country does that. Like, there's no like, you know, in Italy or Europe, anywhere that they're like, come down to Jeff Blake's hot dogs, apple pie, and bourbon party.
Before the July.
Celebrate America. Like, what the fuck is this shit? No one does that.
They do
like,
Super Bowl.
We don't
though.
Need excuses to get drunk. Okay, but that's you're watching an event. Yeah. It's not like I can watch St. Patrick on TV in America. I can't watch the St. Patrick's Day festivities in Ireland.
If they put live streaming of St. Patrick's Day bars from America, I would watch that because shit would get interesting.
No, I think it would be hilarious if like you had like a wall, right? There was like you're drinking and like the feed.
Take bets on who's
no, like the feed is just somewhere in fucking Ireland, right? And like they can see you, you can see them. So it's like, eh, like you're drinking with people in the fucking other side of the world. But then you get to watch their fights, and they get to watch yours when it happens. But
the
ours will be happening while they're like, you know, eating breakfast or whatever.
This is true.
It's like those Yankees are finally.
They were like, look, they're just like us, getting drunk and beating each other up on St. Patrick's
Day. So back to other things that can apparently kill you in Australia, embalmed hands.
Yes.
Dude, you're fucking up my mom's door.
I know, like, but everybody's like, that dude's freaking out. Maybe
dude, your
get him
mom
out of
just
here.
Told me to get him the
I gotta
fuck out
get
of here.
My brother out of here.
While she's cutting those little lemon wedges and making snacks for the kids, she told him get him out of my house.
And I was fully with pizza bagels. Duckett's brother. He's like, are you fucking all your phones are out right now? Like, I'm trying to get this bro out. Get the fuck out of my way. I will murder you all.
Yes, and then he does.
It's the phone generation.
Yes. It is the phone generation.
He stabs his brother, and then he stabs himself in the face.
And see, I worry about the phone generation that. Because none of them are checking themselves. They're checking their phone. And yeah. See, when I see shit go down, see, I'm not the phone generation. I'm like, I need to be safe. That's my first thought is, what do I got to do to be safe? The
like,
phone
the
generation
exits?
Is just flipping out the
like,
phone.
Where are the
first.
Exits?
I don't know. Maybe it's just our generation, but I'm like, I'm fucking like... In public, I'm like Jason fucking Bourne like that. Like, where's the exits? Where can I go? Right, yeah. If I need to throw something down, that fat guy is going to go down.
It's probably not our generation. It's probably that we're our generation of Americans because...
This is true.
We've had to
our generation of Americans.
Actually think of school shooters entering our school buildings.
Like, where are the exits? How's the fastest I can get out of here?
So, see, there's lots of stuff that can kill us here, too. I guess we shouldn't shit on Australia.
No. I'm not shitting on Australia.
It's wildlife there.
It's
fucking
not Australia
here.
That I'm shitting on. It is the wildlife. I mean, because there's shit there that's crazy. But there's the same thing here. I mean, if you don't know what the fuck you're doing. Like, we just watched the thing where it talks about, like, people going to look for, like, the Lost Dutchman's gold and all that.
And
die. Yeah. And, like, they get dehydrated and die because you're like, oh, I didn't realize it was fucking... It's
not
a desert?
Just,
you didn't realize it was a fucking desert?
Not just that, though, but we live in Arizona where as soon as it starts getting warm, people decide to hike Camelback Mountain without water.
And people underestimate the heat. They're like, it is hot, but like you walk 2 minutes in the heat and then you're like, oh fuck, I'm
it
dead.
Is draining.
Yes.
I'm dead. And you don't think it's that hot because you're not in humidity, so you're not profusely sweating. Yes. That heat, like it's internally warming your body like a microwave. And you need to get out of there.
I feel like if you look at the scene where Duckett stabs himself, it almost looks like someone moved his hand.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh,
if you look back on it after knowing, you know, everything that happens and all that shit, like...
Yeah, on the second rewatch, like, yeah. I noticed that he's like, Mom says you're going to kill a bunch of people.
To Mom his
says
you're going to kill
him.
He's like, Mom's
and then
dead.
He's like, you're not him. So, like, it's clear that, you
yeah,
know,
he's like, what
the
are you
ghosts
talking
were
about?
Lying
Mom's
to
dead.
Him and fucking mm-hmm. with him.
Mom's dead, you bastard.
Partially. Me and Riley, like... When they find that hurt kangaroo, I'm like, okay, it's going to be a thing where, like, Mia can't mercy kill people.
I don't get what that
you knew
was.
It was.
Like, it made just me, like, when you saw it coming up, you knew it made you think it was going to be something else. And it's like, really? It's a kangaroo?
It's just a kangaroo.
Well, that's because you're American. You don't think about kangaroos in the middle of the fucking...
Aren't they equivalent to us with deer? I'm like, I'm
I mean, it really
could
have went left field, and it could have just been Eli Roth holding a fucking armadillo out of nowhere.
Mr. Mamba.
That has happened in random films we've watched.
Yes.
What's the, it would be a kangaroo, but what's the Australian equivalent of Mr. Mambo instead of what's it, like Mr.
But
all I can think of is a Crocodile Dundee.
But see, the only thing is, like, especially with us here, would be the equivalent of either seeing a deer or something like that. Like
javelina, maybe for our
yeah, maybe. But still, like,
deer javelina, maybe, I think, for us. Definitely not a dog or anything.
Oh, and I think we really need to all agree that Jade was totally ducking Mia, right? Like, she was not picking up phone calls. Like, she was totally avoiding her because it's very obvious that Jade was not really into Mia. She was not really.
I feel she was maybe having that kind of a crossroads thing to where, like she's getting annoying and I don't want to be friends with her anymore, but I don't know what to do. And then it was kind of like, all right, well, let's go.
After girl was attached to her
after
phone.
Mia,
can't tell me she didn't see Jade or that Mia called.
After Mia fucking guilt tripped Jade into going to the hand party.
Yeah,
it feels weird having a hand party.
It
speaking of hand party, I've decided that this whole movie is just a metaphor for finding out masturbating. And like these children all just, they want the hand inside them. They want to talk to me. I'll talk to myself. I let you inside me.
So is it like it's saying masturbating. Masturbation is bad though?
Yes, ultimately, it's one of these Christian movies. It's like Mother. It's thinly veiled.
Oh no.
Surprise, it was about masturbating all along.
Boo.
See what happens, it'll kill you.
See what happened to poor Riley. Masturbated himself into a coma. He couldn't handle the hand.
I can't even.
Ah, James, is that you or the doc?
It wouldn't happen because Miranda Otto is in this movie and she is the queen. She wouldn't be in a thinly veiled Christian film.
That is Eowyn.
That is Miranda Otto.
That is Eowyn. Mm-hmm. She's the one in where they fight the Nazgul. And then the stupid Nazgul is like, "You fucking hobbit, you can't defeat me. No man can defeat me." And then she's like, "Bitch, I ain't a man." And then she stabs him. And then he died. That's the only
thank you for retelling us.
That is the only thing that I remember her ever being in besides this movie. But I remember I was like, "Who's that? I know I've seen her before." So I had to look it up. And then Nazgul always makes me think of Nalgas too. So that's Lord of the Rings in a nutshell. There you go. You're welcome. Proceed.
With what? I don't even know where we are
now. And he's dumbfounded by Paul's logic right now. And it's logic. Hilarious.
My logic is sound. I love that the mom was not like the typical dumb, like,
oh yeah, she
mom
knew everything. Yeah, she knew everything.
I love, okay, because I love the fact that like in this movie, like her not being the dumb mom and like shit still happened, right? Like, yeah. like even if you try, like, so many. It's smarter movie making to me to be like, she's not a dumb mom.
Well, because right off the bat, when she said, are you going to bed anytime soon?
I like when she was like, he's still got a dick, Jade. Still a dude. Got a dick,
well, Jade. That's the thing. Well, she comes in and says, are you going, or was it? Jade says, no, are you going to bed soon? He's like, why, are you sneaking out? He's like, I'm not sneaking out.
Every time you sneak out. When
so again, she's not a dumb mom because she knows exactly what she's going to do. It's like, just make sure you lock the door before you leave.
And then, yeah, when she goes into Riley, she's like, what time's the party? He's like, no, Jay told me it's fine. What time's the party? She's like, what party, mom? What? What are you talking about?
I love Riley's little shithead friend. He's like, if there's a party later, I'm definitely drinking.
Totally drinking if there's a party.
You're not my mom. I'm like, oh, James. We all had that shithead friend.
And what was the point of the beginning when you see him too, when he had the cigarette? Or were they just lighting it and not inhaling it? They just wanted to look cool.
He wasn't even smoking it. He just was selling them.
he made Riley smoke it for no reason. Or attempt to smoke it for no reason.
Yeah, he was like, come on, smoke it. He's like, fucking fetus. I'm like, that you didn't even smoke.
Now,
it.
Here's the one thing I've always noticed in movies. Because he's selling them. Yeah. I've known smokers and I've been around smokers, but I've never known a smoker to light the cigarette in their hand before they start smoking it.
Yeah, no, you puff while
that
you light.
That is a weird thing.
Because I always notice that in movies. I'm like, yeah, that's not. I've been around tons of them, and I've never seen that before.
Well, it was very clear that kid had never done anything with a cigarette. Yeah. I love Riley. Was it Riley or was it James who was like, do you think they have cancer? Like, right away. Yep, the first puff. That's right.
It was James because he said reckon the first time. I'm like, ha. He said reckon. That's funny. Makes you think
There were some very Australian phrases in here, like, if your mom doesn't rock up, give me a call.
You drink tonight, I swear to God, I will punch you in the face.
On God, I will punch you in the face. That's what it was. I'll punch you in the face. She has some great lines in this movie. One thing I don't understand, as we were talking about earlier, like, if you see the ghost and you're like, yeah, I don't want that ghost in me. But even more so with Riley, when he goes to that first party with Mia and Jade, and they're like, you, I like you, they want you. I was like, why, Riley, would you ever want to do the hand? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Not just that, though, but I love what the sister said to him. Was like, hey, if you're going to do this, remember what you did beforehand. You cried like a little girl and wanted to come to my room and sleep in there. It's like, what makes you all of a sudden want to do this now?
And honestly, would you be able to sleep next to Mia after that shit? Like, she was the one who's like, you.
Yeah.
She was like, they like you. He's right next to you now. I'd be like, no.
Like you.
Nope. I'm done.
I love the way that we find the rules, like how they establish the rules. Because it's just like, all right, well, you know, we're going to do this thing now. And it's like, all right, well, here's what we do, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's done in such an organic way in the film that it doesn't feel like exposition. And I think that is always really good.
A bunch of kids. They're all explaining the rules while they're all moving.
You gotta do this. You gotta do like, why are you gonna tie me up? Like, trust me.
Look, these are the rules.
There were some things that made me like, again, when they had a tie him to the chair. The one thing that made me laugh, kind of, I don't know if you guys noticed that on one of the chairs, it's like all the dudes got to do is stand up.
Yeah, they just got to stand up on most of those.
Well, yeah, and then when they were smacking, not only when they were smacking Riley around, but when Daniel got in there and like just tipped him over and like nothing. It's like, all right, well,
Daniel wanting a turn, right? I was like, okay, I get it. Even as a super Christian, right? It's going to make you question. You got to see if it's real, right? Like you're having some thoughts. You're like, I need to see.
It's the Tide Pod Kids.
It really is. But after that fucker makes out with the dog, I don't get why he comes back.
That's the one thing that made sense because he leaves, he books it out of there and tells them everybody delete everything.
And oh my God, if I was a kid in that situation, like the secondhand embarrassment that I would have gotten from that situation would have murdered me. It would have just taken me out. I would have been dead right there.
Okay, do you mean why he came back to the room or why he did it again?
Why he came back. Yeah, came back and did it again.
Okay, well, he came back and I get that he's like, all right, let's just, you know, whatever. I get it. It was obviously it's the ghost and everybody knows it was the ghost and not
but
me,
yeah, but the ghost is like, but they dragged like
him. But they dragged him to go do it again. And okay, I'm telling you, this whole movie is just fucking the Tide Pod Kids and peer pressure. Because it literally is. It's like, oh, who's gonna be cool tonight?
Yeah,
like,
I guess.
It really is. Like, and just the fact that like nobody liked fucking Mia.
Nobody.
Like, even when Haley, like, why'd you fucking bring
her? Yeah, Haley was upset. Like what
the fuck, man?
She annoys me.
She sucks. And I think that's too, like, what we're saying, like, maybe Jade was at that crossroads. Like, well, I feel bad for her.
Mia does fucking suck. Yeah. Like,
she does. Like, the whole movie, I'm like, God, why? You're the reason no one's friends with you. You suck.
You're annoying. Like, outside of even, like, the whole I'm sad about my mom shit, which I get, like, very much so. But like,
but she's still milking it 2 years later.
Very much is milking it, and like she, one of the things that I hate about people in general is read the room. Okay, Mia is not at all reading the room in any of these situations.
When she walks up to that first, she's like, "What's up?" Chick's like, "Just chilling,
just having a drink."
Why are you being weird?
Like, even when she walks up into Jade's room the first time, right? And she's like, "You didn't pick up Riley or whatever," and Jade is literally ignoring her. She's literally not looking at her. She's looking at her phone. She's and Jade, get a fucking better ringtone. What the fuck? That sound is like 12 years old at this point.
It may have just made it to Australia. We don't know that. All right. We have no idea how these things work. I mean, when we got here in Europe, and that's the extent of my knowledge of like fads or, you know, whatever the fuck these things happen.
Terrible flashbacks about that ringtone because a friend of mine, rightfully so, because it ended up doing its job. He set that as alarm to wake him up.
Okay, I can get that if like you hate that and you're annoyed and you're like, fuck it, I'm going to get up because I fucking hate that.
But
like,
ringtone?
I don't get the annoying ringtone people.
Okay. I don't even get like, people who use ringtone.
Like, do you know you're the annoying ringtone person when you're the annoying ringtone person?
You should know.
Someone please, if you know the annoying ringtone person, tell them. If it's your mom or your dad, your uncle, whoever it is.
There's no reason to be just hearing your phones. They were put that shit on silent.
Can we like
movies say, we just put that shit on silent?
Can we have like, you know, a petition where like just no more ringtones?
No more ringtones. Like, we don't need them.
There's too much noise in our world already. Who needs a ringtone, right?
I love the when Daniel gets the horny ghost, Haley goes, yo, the spirit's a cunt. I'm like, it is, because it was like, you make him soft. I was like, ooh. See that? It would have taken, if I was a teenager in that situation, I'd be like, I need to leave. I'm so embarrassed for him. I need to get out of
this
house.
You mean as Jade or just as yourself?
Just as myself. I would have been like, I feel so bad for this other person that I'm going to head on out, guys.
Jade didn't even, like, because the whole time she's like, we're faking another video. Like, it's not even real. Like, and I was like, you make him soft. Like, what the fuck, bitch? Why would you say that to me? You make him soft.
Right? And then, like, he's basically essentially, like, all rubbing himself. And I assume they implied that he was masturbating, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Or at least the spirit was.
Yeah, at least the spirit was. But again, like, and then they all start taking turns after that. They all,
no,
like,
just, yeah.
Like, because Haley, Joss, and Mia, like, they all give it a go.
Sign me up.
And they're all just like, oh, it never gets old. I'm like, y'all are so fucking stupid. Like, possession is not a party trick, y'all.
I'm telling you, it's a metaphor for masturbating. Just look how tired he's like, oh, God. it ever gets out.
So my other question too is, why did Daly have to wear that shirt every single time? Like, they did the whole like,
it was the one shirt he had for the production button.
Yeah. Like, he put that over his button up. It's like, okay, I have to wear the shirt for the possession.
It's the one I got. It's my possession shirt.
I think the parts where Mia was possessed in that, like, that little montage where she's like singing in French and all that, I think that was the best acting that she did. Because, like, and not even just for her, like, even like the for Daniel too, like his like possessed guy that like wanted to like snap and bite everyone. Not the horny one, the other one, like when he was tied up and like they're all taking selfies and shit. But like, but yeah, I just think it's good that they can do that, you know, switch it on and off, because like, you really have to make it believable. And I think,
and see how many possessions you have to go through to before you get that happy ghost that was singing.
I know, like,
what's the swipe right? No, like,
I started thinking about, like, what's the fucking, like, parameters for these ghosts, right? Because it's like,
I had questions about that, too, at the end.
I started equating it to, like, Pirates of the Caribbean, where, like, you're stuck on Davy Jones's thing, and you've got to, like, I've got, you know, how many years or whatever.
Well, see, I was,
but
like...
you can pay off your debt and information about these people. Because then you think about, like, they know everything about Mia. They start knowing all about the stuff. Like, you didn't know what her mom looks like. Because then when Daniel's having that conversation with Mia, and she's like, well, my mom used to call me me. And he's like, so what does that mean? And she's like, well, maybe. He's like, maybe the ghosts know that. I'm like, bitch, you've had like 30 of them in you.
Yeah.
You've had like 30 of them in you in like 3 days. Like, you've been fucking partying, you know? Like, so I'm like, yeah, of course they know your shit. Because obviously you've been thinking about your mom still 2 fucking years later.
Right. And then when the babies want to turn and Mia gets taken by the big puppy dog eyes from Riley, I'm like, you're the worst, Mia.
Yeah.
These are babies.
See, obviously they needed to do it for the movie, but I'm like, just let the two hold the hand and say, talk to me, so they can see the thing. And then that's enough.
You're like, you're enough. That's enough. Because
like, you get to say that you did it and you could see it and be like, holy fuck, like, there's something there.
Well,
but you don't have to be possessed. Right?
Haley and Joss as well, because they listen to me and they're like, no, don't cut it off. No, fuck you.
Well, the other thing about it, though, when Riley decided, okay, I'll do it, and they finally decided, okay, we'll let him, everybody was in accordance. Okay, 15 seconds. And then Mia was the bad influence because she was like, no, 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 let him do it a little bit longer. And then,
no, it's my mom. No, it's not.
No.
They could have all been like that, too.
When he goes back and does that whole, like, choking thing, I'm like, now take the hand out. Your mom's gone. Clearly, take the hand away from him.
Yeah, she left. They're just drawing you in.
But still, though, like, I mean, even though it was like they were doing this, at least some people were being responsible, and it's like Mia was the one that was just ruined everything.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, y'all agreed to 15 seconds, and then he started choking. They're like, oh, let him go. Like, no, bring him back. And then when they did the whole, the mom thing, and that's what lured them in, because they broke all their rules.
Yeah.
Like, they said 90 seconds, and then what, they come to find out that they let him in there for like two minutes.
Well, I think even with when Mia did it, and it wouldn't let the hand go or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching that closely, you know, after the first watching, when I watched it the second time or whatever. And they pull the hand out, and then the one dude that comes to go over to blow out the candle, it's kind of a quick cut and you can't really tell, and I'm sure they did this on purpose. But it's like he jumps down there, and it's like he bumps the table while blowing. So it's like, did he blow the candle out, or did it just get put out while he was bumping the table? And that kind of leads to, like, you know,
the door still
if
open.
Mia's still kind of seeing shit and all that. And then obviously the random jab they threw, they're like, didn't Duckett say they could imitate people? Like, oh, that would have been some helpful shit when she started saying, mom.
Could have noticed that. And then Riley starts cracking his own skull. That first one, I'm like, okay, get the hand. It's so clear that, like, these are teenagers, because they're all, like, taken aback. I'm like, no, you guys need to act.
What do I do?
Stop thinking. Get the hand. Get it.
Somebody do something.
Like, you haven't done that
before. What the fuck, guys? Help me.
Right?
Like, you haven't done that before.
And then Mia just totally, like, pieces out. And I'm like, bitch, if you don't get back in that room and start figuring shit out, we'll murder you.
Yes.
And then the balls that she had to show up at that hospital. The balls.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's my last straw for Mia. Like, she steals the hand.
You think she was wrong for that?
Goes to the house. Yes.
See? It's a metaphor. It's a metaphor. Because think about this. What do they say? What do they say? You masturbate too much? What happens? Your you eyes go bad? What happened to Riley? Lost a fucking eye.
He didn't lose an eye.
He pulled it out.
He tried to.
But he had it at the end, so that was my question, if he lost the eye or not. He pulled it out, and I thought he squished it.
I don't think he squished it.
It sounded like he squished it.
I know he was like, but at the end, he still has it.
Yeah. He still has it. They show, like, you know, his eyes look fine or whatever. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's masturbating. Because she wanted to be home alone with the hand.
Like, you're just going to the dick by going, you're just being a dick by going to the hospital. Like, there's no point for you to be there.
No, there wasn't.
But do you feel like a dick if you don't go, though?
No, I feel like I need to sit at home and think about my choices in life is what I think I need to do.
She could have shot.
But Mia's selfish, and that's the whole point of, like, her fucking character. Because even with, like, her dad,
also, why,
like,
didn't Mia
obviously
think her mom was going to take her into the men's bathroom?
I don't know.
I don't, like, what was that whole scene?
I know. I'm like, why is she in the bathroom?
I like, I, when we watched it the first time, I'm like, you're just going to open it and there's going to be somebody taking a shit there. Like, what the fuck, man?
Like,
why?
Occupied?
Sorry. Is my mom in there? Like, what the fuck? What?
Like, occupied.
Occupied.
Oh, someone's, and then I wrote, here. And then Mia goes for the hat trick of dickheadery and asks Jade's boyfriend to stay the night at her house. The hat
yeah,
trick.
Yeah, okay. I've never dated someone that also dated a friend of mine, even though, okay, and the first time you watched this, she's like, it was like 3 years ago. I'm like, so you were like freshmen or sophomores?
And they held hands, apparently.
And you held hands. And I'm like, the way that she says it makes it seem like it was like, oh, we dated in third grade for a week. You know, I'm like, okay, obviously that's nothing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was like 3 years ago when you were in high school. I'm like, that's more than nothing. And if she's still making these jokes, I'm like, making the joke once, maybe twice, is kind of pushing it. But she made the, like, oh, my boyfriend is going to touch, is my boyfriend first touch my Gucci. Like,
yeah.
You're going overboard, Mia. You're selfish and nobody likes you.
Nope.
You deserve what you got. I'm going to say that.
She was a terrible friend.
She was.
Because,
not.
Again, the hospital thing, okay, in this day and age where everybody's attached to their phones, you could have shot the customary text, hey, is everything okay? Is it okay if I come over or not? Would you like me to? Kind of one of those things when, like, nope. She decided, I'm just going to show up.
And then Sue lets her have it when she gets to the hospital. And I was like, you do not need to be here right now, Mia. Get the fuck out.
Yep. They're like, I see you again. I'm calling the cops.
Yeah.
I wanted the ghost to be like, there he is, the one with herpes.
I thought it was hilarious that the ghost made Mia suck what's-his-face's toes.
Oh, yeah.
I just think, oh, man.
Like, that's a little Freudian slip there, man.
Was, no, that lady was just in defeat. Like, she was like, what? I have a, fuck, yeah. Like,
look at them.
I have a
tootsies.
Chance. Like, this chick's just on the hook for us whenever we want to, and there's feet right by her face. I am getting in there.
Like, it's been a long time.
It made me think of, like, hell yeah, suck toes.
I also was like, does Mia's dad, like, take tranquilizers at night? Because, like, he didn't hear anything. Like that guy
when
leaving.
When she beats
or
the fucking shit out of herself, right?
Yes, and like, the after door, he, and, like, she...
No, like, after Daniel's like, fuck this, man, I'm out of here, like, slams the door, and I'm like...
Yeah, no, I gotta go.
I'm like, is this dude just fucking dead? Like, no, because I thought about that, too, and I'm like... He passed out on the couch while the mom died. And at first, like, you're thinking, like, that kind of does sound suspicious. You know, like, the mom was in the room. Like, he was on the couch or something. And I'm like, but no, he's just fucking comatose when he sleeps,
yeah,
apparently.
Yeah, apparently, just
he
dead to the
very,
world.
He's a very, very heavy sleeper then.
Goddamn vampire during the day.
There you
right?
go. And who else thought he was dead?
Oh, I thought he was dead.
You mean at the end?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, his elevator goes up.
Well, the thing
so
about
that made me think. Like,
well, here's what threw me off is because when
and he
she,
doesn't acknowledge her, either.
When she gets possessed and he goes in there and she stabs him in the neck.
Yeah. Oh, like, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. When Jade found him.
Yeah. When Jade found him, I'm sitting there.
Yeah.
And
I was like he's
still,
breathing.
Like,
no,
he's still fucking alive.
When she went there and I'm like, he's still breathing. And then 2 minutes later, she's back. I'm like, you didn't fucking call nobody. Like,
that's
what the
I
fuck?
Thought.
So then I was thinking, like, at the end, I'm like, yeah, you just left him to die because he's there at the end, going up in the elevator. Like, nope, sorry, bitch.
I at least thought
me.
When she went back to the hospital, he was gonna be in the car with her because obviously he needs medical attention.
You call somebody because it should have been 2 minutes later when he was showing up in the fucking ambulance, but no, she's just like,
because I thought the typical paint by numbers, okay, she lured Jade back to the house and just be like, oh, she's gonna see that she killed the dad and then it's gonna set all this off. But then when you see her see the dad still alive, like holding his neck, I'm like, get the motherfucker some help.
Yeah, just straight up left him.
Like, but, get him some help.
I love how they thought that, well, Mia thought that they're going to use, like, they go talk to Duckett's brother or whatever, and Cole's like, nope, I'm out. Maybe you guys just shouldn't fucking use it anymore, dumbasses. Like, yeah. I don't know. And if I got stabbed, I wouldn't want to help either. I'd have been like, no, nope. I've already taken my licks. I've lost that round. I'm out.
He's like, I tried to help and I got stabbed and my brother died.
But what were they expecting to happen by being like, talk to him with Riley and then blowing the candle out again? Like, it wasn't going to fix his face. Like, they were like, I don't know if it worked. What did you think was going
to
happen?
It didn't work at any other point to where you were sitting there. Like, the first time she does it, or like anyone does it, when they're like, nah, you have to say this.
Yeah.
So it's like, it didn't work when they were like, talk to me while someone else was holding it. So obviously it's not going to work when you're like, talk to him. Like this, no, you have to have consent. You can't just, there's no third party consent with the hand is what I put.
Yeah.
I did find my note about masturbating. I put, the hand is just a metaphor for masturbating, or it could be that we just watch Poor Things. Mm, so there's that.
We did just watch Poor Things.
There's a lot of masturbating in that movie.
Okay.
If you haven't seen that yet, check it out.
No.
When Mia's dad finally reveals the suicide note, and she's like, she didn't do it though because she told me. And I was like, oh, sweetie.
I wanted the dad to be like, the fuck you mean she told you?
What?
Like, don't let her walk away from that one. Like, you need to ask questions, dad. You need a little bit more, pay attention in these last 2 years.
I know. And
it's
then
been
surprise,
2 years though, man.
Mia believes the ghost. Like, Mia needs to be more questioning as well. Like, they're Australians. Are you not questioning? Is that the problem?
Australians are different. Because nobody, there's no, you notice how her mom's like, what are you going to do after school? Are you going to go to work with your dad? Nobody mentions college because no one gives a fuck. It's not that big of a deal if you don't go. Like, if you want to go, that's great. If you don't go, people are like, all right, we'll just find a job. Like, that's it. Like, no one cares. Like, it's not that big of a deal. But yeah, I don't know. Some of them, they get to party on the weekdays and not question why their ghost wants to.
I mean, they really
take
should be questioning the ghost.
I don't know.
Jade needs to be less trusting.
Again, these are Tide Pod kids that played with the hand.
Yes.
If you watch this thing, and I can get, you know, if you're a stupid kid and you're like, I watched the TikTok or something, I don't believe it. I'm going to go see for myself. And it's like, if you know the person, right? You know fucking Haley and Joss or whatever, right? And you're like, I'm going to go to one of their parties and see it for myself. Like, I get that. You can see that. But like the first time, like, especially like for Jade, like the first time that fucking Mia does it, and like when their eyes get all fucking black and like dilated, I'm like, okay, this is probably something I don't want to fuck with anymore. Not, can you bring it to my house now?
Bring it to my house.
Like,
now.
My mom will be gone by 9. See what I saw. Like, nope.
And see,
my
I'm,
super Christian boyfriend wants to do it.
I'm questioning enough to get to the point where I would probably be there holding the hand and being like, talk to me. But like, if I saw that, I'd be like, okay, that's real. We are done.
I'm done. No
we
more.
We are done. I'm going to go on
home. Yeah, there's no people that have been caught by the hands, Davy Jones's locker, that I'm going to be like, I'll let you in me.
And like, yeah, just, see, I thought I was like, so is Duckett like stuck to the hand too? And was that the same hand at the end? Or because they did mention it, like, I heard there's another one out
there.
No,
it's the same.
Is it the same?
I watched, and remember when I went back, I wanted to look and confirm if it was the same, because everybody was using their left hand the whole time. Mm. And then when he did it, I'm like, yep, left hand, that's the same hand.
Okay.
This is fucking Jumanji shit, where you can't get rid of the hand. Straight up, like the Jumanji thing.
So the Greeks heard the drums, and now they have it.
Yeah, the Jumanji thing, the hand, like it's all just boom, 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 somewhere in the world. Like there's this. They need to make a movie with all these like evil artifacts,
artifacts
of evil that just fuck your life up for nothing. Like,
but yeah, so that was my thing. So it's like Duckett now stuck to it. Now like Mia is kind of stuck to it, and like are all these ghosts who they see and talk to, are they all that have fallen victim to the
hand? I'm guessing it's all the ones that have fallen victim to it.
That's what I'm saying. It's the Davy Jones's locker thing. You gotta do your penance or whatever, or feed information to the main demon. Maybe that's how
maybe.
I kind of just
I don't know. I love when they're talking about it, and Joss is explaining like it's a hand of a medium, and like then they put it in plaster.
He's
and blah,
a
blah,
hand
blah,
of a
psyche,
like
shit.
It's a medium, you dumbass.
Yeah, and then it's like this fucking white people shit. I don't know, and it totally
I
is.
I do love how, like Paul said earlier, I love the way the movie ends, because it just as you see it start to unfold, everything just starts unraveling. You're like, oh, because again, you get the fake out. Okay, they're still alive. And then as things slowly start to unfold, you realize, oh, she's dead. Mm-hmm. And then what confirms it is when they summon her. And it just ends. I'm like, this is perfect. It just ended perfect.
Oh, I knew she was dead as soon as Jade didn't look at her.
Yeah, you can tell the people that are running to the body don't acknowledge her either.
Yeah. I put Mia is so gullible it hurts.
Did Jade push Mia? Did the demon push Mia? Did Mia jump?
I think that last thing that fake ghost Mia's the fake mom said, then we'll have him. I think that made her realize, oh, fuck. And so she let go of Riley and then just fell into it herself.
See, I kind of tend to agree with that. It was like she had that last moment of clarity because, again, it was fooling her all the way up until the end. And it was just that one last sentence that ghost said that made her like, oh, shit. And she did that. It was like, I know. So she threw herself into
maybe
traffic.
Maybe the demon sensed that. It was like, all right, well, fuck you. I'm going to keep you then.
Keep you then.
I'm keeping one of you. So
yeah.
I forgot what I wrote down here, but poor Riley, when the little girl takes Mia to like the demon place where
the demon orgy.
Yes, I was like, why is he just in like an old person orgy? Like that's like it was like literally like, there's a bunch of lubed up old people like holding onto this poor like 12-year-old boy.
And there was like, a, yeah. like a dead, there was like a fake God, baby like, in there at some point.
I think they're eating a baby and like everything else is like this is just old people orgy. This is the grossest thing ever. Like this is hell for a 12-year-old boy. Like this is hell. Thanks, Mia. This is hell. And now I don't have an eye.
Mia made no good choices in this film.
She was a terrible friend.
At least it won't function very well.
Terrible life choices.
And then she becomes what she fears the most. Yes. A ghost.
She's a ghost.
With no reflection.
No reflection. Nobody sees her because she's made dumb choices in her life.
So do you think her mom was ever there or was just demon?
I think
it was
the
demons are fucking with her.
I think her mom was there at the very beginning with Riley. Beginning.
But think about this, though.
Because the way Riley looked up and saw...
But the mom, would have had to fuck with the hand though, to be stuck with the hand.
Okay, fine. If we go on that thought, yeah. Okay.
So I'm thinking that the demon was like, all right, they're gonna let the kid do it. I know enough about her now. I'm gonna use the kid to get to her to get to the kid.
Okay, yeah. I can see that. Yeah, if we're going with the theory that they get stuck.
So he showed the boy her mom.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Because he's tricksy.
He's tricksy.
Well, demons are tricksters.
They are tricksters. Riley's fucking head, though. That first, like, conk, and they see the blood. And I was like, y'all aren't moving fast enough. Y'all need to move faster.
At least the sister Jade was smart enough.
Yeah,
at
when
the
she
end
puts
of the
her hand
yeah,
there.
She puts her hand there.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you're going to get your hand fucked up, but you're still saving your brother's life.
What was it with Mia's weird dream? Like, I'm getting ready to bone Daniel while I watch my mom, or I watch my dad try and revive my mom.
She can't decide what she wants more, to bring her mom back to life or to bone Daniel.
Yeah.
So I'll do both.
You know, she's a 16-year-old girl. What do you want from her?
I nicknamed the toe-sucking ghost. She was the pearl necklace ghost. She had a pearl necklace on her.
And was she just wearing a slip?
I think so.
I'm like, why are you just, okay, not close?
So was she with the hand, like just in her, in like a slip?
I guess.
Or no, that's how she died, right?
Yeah.
Huh. So you look like how you died.
And I was wondering, because Mia like holds the hand at her house, right? And says, talk to me. And I'm like, okay, so you're still like, you never closed that. So they're still talking to you this whole time? Like,
I think so.
Well, if you, works? Oh no, because I think you have to say, talk to me to see somebody. And I wonder if you could actually talk to them while they're there. Like, because they never show like when you first do the talk to me and like the ghosts are sitting there. Like, what if you started just talking to the actual ghost? Like,
yeah, they don't like ask questions or anything.
I know. I'm like, what if you just did that? What if you're like, what's your name? You know, like just, I don't need you in me. I just, let's converse,
right,
bro.
Let's
like
chat.
You know, we don't need to cross souls or boundaries or, you know, any of that shit. Just what's your life like, bro?
I don't
what
need
happened?
You to penetrate
you
me. Just give me some.
Yeah. Get to know me first.
Like,
all right?
Talk
to
me.
Know me.
Like, talk to me. I'm not letting you in. I just want to talk.
Yeah, you know, it's just, where's the...
Sorry, Mr. Ghost. I don't want you inside.
Why is it all just
no,
in
you.
And out?
No consent, just
where's
talk.
The love?
I thought the concept of this was really fun. It was different than I thought. I thought it was going to be far more of a ghosty feel than it was when I first heard about it. Because I don't remember seeing very many previews for it.
I remember seeing the trailer for it years ago. Or not years ago. I can't remember what movie we saw, but I do remember seeing the trailer for it. It might have been when we saw Terrifier.
It did a lot of festivals before. It had a wide release.
So and I did enjoy it. I always like foreign horror films, especially ones that take us to like teenage places, because it's like you get to see what their shithead youth is like.
There's just shithead kids everywhere.
Yeah, but it's like their genre of shithead kids, which is, you know, we all, kids are shitheads sometimes. That's
ghost
fine.
Or not, when Mia is spooning with her mom, I'm like, this is weird. I don't care. She's real or a ghost.
It was fucking weird when she's like, her. I need to scoot closer to Daniel's leg to get the scent of him more. Like, bitch, you need therapy. It's been 2 years. You're still sad.
She was cuddling with his hairy leg.
Yes. And then she wakes up sucking his feet. So clearly she hasn't worked through some things.
I love his reaction. I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, you were sucking my feet.
Get out.
I gotta go.
I love when they talked about it later. They're like, and then I woke up and Mia was sucking my feet. And Jay's like, what the fuck do you mean woke up with Mia? Because we've just been holding hands for fucking 3 months. What the fuck?
Oh, here's my question about the memorial thing, right? So it's been 2 years. They had the memorial for Mia's mom. 2 years since she died. The dad is just now giving her the suicide note. This whole time, Mia thought the mom died accidentally, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So does
how does that make it better?
So does everyone else think she also died accidentally? Or is this like a Santa Claus thing with Mia and everyone's just like, does she know yet?
Does she not know? Yeah.
It could have been one of those things where like they don't want to ruin the way she perceived her death, but I think it was at that time the dad was finally like,
I don't think that's a good point either. Like, eventually, right? Mia's going to become an adult and be like, so mom is just stupid and took X amount of sleeping pills not knowing the outcome. Yeah. Like, don't fuck it. I'm not dumb. Like, you know what I mean?
You mean like accidental overdose?
Yes. That whole thing. Like, no matter what you want to protect, eventually somebody's going to know that you've been, they've lied to you.
Mom
like,
didn't take the racist amount of Ambien. She took overdose amount of Ambien. Yes.
Like, what? Did she do that normally? No, it was a mistake. What the fuck?
She took too many pills. The doctor's like, that's not what happened.
Don't tell kids things that don't make sense. Then they believe shit that don't make sense.
She took 8.
I will tell my daughter when she's read. She left a note, man. How does she not see? Shut up.
I didn't want her to think
she's not the brightest. Her friends don't like her.
I didn't want her to think it was your fault. Mia, this was not your fault.
So you thought it was better that I just thought, in a house where we were all sleeping that night, that she was calling for help and none of us heard her? You thought that was going to make it better and me not blame myself? Fucking people.
I was asleep and dad's fucking comatose. And yeah.
And she was trying to get out. No, she wasn't.
She's scratching on the walls. No, she wasn't. It's all in your head. That's what the ghosts want you to see.
Yes. But yeah, I like this one. It was a different direction than I thought. But yeah. Poor PSA, don't get possessed as a party trick. I don't think that's ever going to work out in anyone's favor.
No, if horror movies have taught us anything is...
Don't do party tricks. How about that?
Don't do party tricks.
That's the horror PSA. Yes. Don't do party tricks. There's no one ever in a
don't
movie...
Don't get peer pressured into being
don't
possessed.
Don't get peer pressured into letting... Okay, how about this? This is a horror PSA. Don't get peer pressured to put anything in your body. Just anything, no matter what it is. Like, because I grew up in the Jackass generation where it's like, shove stuff up her butt. It's like Steve-O shoved so much shit
so
up his butt
stuff.
Over the
Somebody
fucking years.
Somebody should look into that.
Man, I'm just saying, and look where he is now. Yeah, fucking crazy. So stop shoving shit up your butt for a party trick. Don't shove anything anywhere inside you, whether it's a spirit or, you know, fucking...
Say no thank you to penetration.
An actual object.
Or, too, if they
as
say...
As a party trick. Don't do it as a party trick.
Or, like this movie taught us, too, if you have to be tied up for it, no.
As a party trick.
Yeah, as a party
don't
trick.
Don't ever get tired up as
if
a
If you have to be restrained for a party trick, no. Tell them no.
I got a real What Lies Beneath feel from, like, Mia and the mom and the dad, where she's like, that's not your real dad.
I was so annoyed by Mia at that point. I'm like, this bitch gonna believe her? I was so annoyed.
It's the same thing as like they always say, like, and I know it's cliche for like, you know, possession movies and like all those movies. It's always like they look for people that are like sad or lonely. I'm like, so yeah, like demons and gangs look for low self-esteem and people that can be peer pressured into shit. So yeah, you stupid kids, Tide Pod kids.
So make sure you have some self-esteem, kids, so you don't get taken by ghosts.
Yes.
Or
it's
gangs.
It's called self-esteem.
Ghosts or gangs. Right. Stay away from the two G's. You don't want to get into there.
Ghosts, gangs, and demons. GDG.
GGD.
Ghosts, gangs, and demons. Just say no.
Just say no. And that was the horror PSA for this week, folks. We are happy to be back for our second episode. And we've got some things in the works for you folks.
Yes.
We've got some good ideas coming for the next episode. I kind of lost my train of thought there.
Where we're going. Let's, I want to do, we're going to probably just keep doing newer-ish movies.
And you might hear the mascot running around in the background.
The baby.
The baby. Here. She is mobile now and she is loud.
Yes.
Jake, you haven't come. You told me not to. You said that you told me you would call the cops if I came back.
Mia. It's Mia.
Oh, sorry. Mia, you haven't been back.
Jade's the one who's like, sorry. I wasn't ignoring you. I just didn't see any of your 17 phone calls that were on the phone in my hand.
Her simple explanation to Riley was like, I had you on mute. Yeah. Okay. I could see that. He's your brother. Mm-hmm. Got it.
He knows.
But your friends literally like, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that, like, how would she not know that it was her mom's 2 year? Like, it wasn't like, oh my God, was that today? Like,
yeah.
That was your sign, Mia. Like, nobody wants to fucking hang out
nobody
with you.
Wants
she was
to
like,
hang
oh my
out.
God,
you
was
don't
that
like
today?
You no more. You become
you
the wet blanket.
Talk about it every fucking day.
Like, you become the wet blanket. Nobody wants to be your friend no more.
You're it's the like, wet blanket who keeps trying to mess with Jade's boyfriend. So. Yes. But anyway, that was Talk to Me.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Yes. Don't get drunk and get arrested. If you're
don't
American.
Get drunk and let demons into your body
there
or
you go.
Soul or anywhere. Just
no penetration of the soul.
If you grab the hand and say, talk to me, then just do that. Talk to me.
Talk.
Have a conversation first. You know what? Ask the ghost the questions.
Make a ghost friend.
Yeah.
But no, because if you ask the ghost what they want to drink, then you're like, well, you got to let me in, and you drink it.
Like, no.
No, thank you.
Well, no, I'm
not. I assume, like, I wouldn't even have anything that a ghost would want to drink either. Like, what do old people drink?
I'll have a Harvey Wallbanger. What the fuck is
that? I don't know.
I don't know. It just, it makes you think, like, there was some old movie. Where
just do what the movie says. Just
people were in a coma, and then they got out of a coma, and then this lady's like, wait, alcohol's legal now?
Just
and she was like sat up at the bar.
Imagine waking up from the Prohibition. I mean, this wouldn't work because it'd be way too old. But imagine like going in a coma in the Prohibition and then waking up today and like weed is legal in places.
Like, wait, what?
I feel like there would be like if there was a way that that could happen, right? Like saying cryogenics. There we go.
Frozen heads.
You would be like, there's drugs I don't even know like. Exist.
Who's Molly?
Like, what is this? Like, why
who's
is this
Molly
girl
and everybody
so
taking
popular?
Molly,
everyone wants to
really
go dancing with Molly.
Yes,
she must be a really good dancer.
All right, well, we will see you guys.
Excuse me, sir, where can I find Molly?
Paul's she's looking for Molly. We gotta get. We will
her.
Be back next week or the week after, sometime soon.
Or this.
We'll see you around. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone. Mm-hmm.